Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome back to Make Me a Musical, a spinoff of Musicals with Cheese. And today we've got Bree with us!
Oh.
Our favorite!
Hi. Doing it again, but with more people.
We love you, Bree. We love you. And we're not even making you read this time. We're going to make you sing.
Woof. All right. Let's do it.
Right. So we kind of like Marvel Cinematic Universe this one at the end of our last episode, where this week our topic that we have to make a musical out of, like, it can, once again, any topic of the world, doesn't have to be a piece of media. It's the keto diet. We have to turn something into the keto diet, the musical.
Yeah, this is an interesting one to do.
Yes, because it's an idea, like, it could be literally anything. Literally, we could set this in space, and it could still kind of work.
So, who's going to explain the keto diet? Who knows the most?
I think Bree knows the most about the keto diet.
Is that true?
Technically.
Probably. A little fun fact about me is I used to, like, bodybuild and, like, be crazy about diets. So I do know a lot about the keto diet. And so basically it is high protein and fat, low carbs. That's really, so you don't eat a lot of bread, you don't eat a lot of sugar, and you stick to things that are fatty, like avocados or peanut butter and meat.
Eggs, I'm betting.
That
eggs.
Seems like a bad diet.
It seems like a diet that wouldn't allow you to shit.
Yeah. Isn't, like, bread, like, I know it's not healthy to eat a shit ton of bread, but, like, you're supposed to have a decent amount. You're supposed to have a decent amount
to live.
Right?
Like, yeah, carbs are.
It's not something you can't eat.
Carbs are energy. And so when you cut that out, you lose a lot of, like, your, you know, regular energy of just, like, you know, your daily walking around or whatever. So, like, I have a feeling. I've never tried the keto diet, but I have a feeling you'd be very tired.
So I'm on the Wikipedia, and just in the first paragraph, it says side effects include constipation, high cholesterol, growth slowing, acidosis, kidney stones.
Yeah.
This just doesn't sound good.
All right. We have our reefer mat. We got it. I know what this musical is already. All right. Are we
okay.
ready?
Okay. Well, what's your pitch? Because I think I might have one too.
My pitch is all the things, like, a guy tries, like, hey, I want to try to get healthier. I heard about this at the work, like, water cooler, about this keto diet. And he embraces it, and it starts pretty good at first, and then all these horrible things start to happen. And it becomes like a PSA, like a Reefer Madness-style PSA about, like, why the keto diet is not a healthy thing to do.
I think that is kind of my thing, but I was going to go even further. I'm seeing, like, if you just look up keto diet, the first thing you see is, like, $30 pills to, like, supplement it. Like, he's getting scammed. You know, we have a main character.
Harold Hill's, like, style character, a devil on the
shoulder.
Yeah,
and there's your villain. Who's ever signed these keto.
And then we also give him, like, a girlfriend or boyfriend or...
Just another character.
Interest.
Yeah. Either an interest or even just a friend or family member. Like, it doesn't even have to be a love interest. Just someone else who's, like, trying to talk them out of it, in a way. Maybe they have been burned before or they...
This could be our three-hander musical that we perform all by ourselves, to be honest. Oh, like, literally, I'm imagining we could probably put this on.
Jess is the person who falls for the keto diet. Easy.
Oh, yeah, you're the devil and she's the friend.
I'm like, please, don't.
We got this.
Please, don't go on the keto diet. I want you to shit.
Please, it's not healthy. It was just made for children with epilepsy. Come on.
So, I mean, we have sort of a plot. We have characters already. I mean, we're kind of flying here.
Yes, we got... All right, so this is a one-act. This isn't going to be like a casual two-act show. This is going to be like a black box theater one-act musical. All right?
Okay, I can see that, because I don't know how you would structure... I guess the only way to structure two-act would be the first act is something else, and then he gets onto the keto diet at the end of act one, and then... But
No. I think, like, it seems great. Like, this is changing the world. Like, that's one head of the coin of the keto diet. Like, I'm feeling great. I'm losing weight. Everything's going good. And then, like, end of act one, he gets some horrible news. And then act two is about,
kidney
like,
stones.
His body deteriorating. And, like, literally, it's like... The end of act one, you have the devil on the shoulder. Like, we should give him a name. Let's give him a name like Bob.
Like
Bob.
Andrew.
Bob doesn't sound slimy.
No.
I don't know.
Okay, Andrew. Andrew is a slimy sounding name. I agree with
that. I think it has to start with an M. You know, bad guys, you get like the Mal.
No, it needs to start with a K, like Kendrick or something.
Oh, like for like keto? Because it's...
Yes.
Okay. Keith. Keith is not a great name.
Yeah, Keith is a bad guy name.
Yeah.
Keith, and our lead character's name is, we gotta give it something.
You gotta counteract, like, the hard K sound with something softer.
Dawson. Dawson is our lead character.
Dawson sounds like a sap, yeah.
Yes, exactly. And then, what is, like, Penny is what I'm imagining his girlfriend in this situation.
Love interest,
like,
character?
The lady.
Okay.
Penny?
Yes.
Inspector Gadget Penny?
Yes, exactly like
and
that.
She's like sniffing out like the scam.
Exactly. So act one starts with him like, nothing works. Like, that's literally the opening number. Like, nothing works. I keep trying everything. Weight Watchers don't work. Like, all these things. That feels like a good opening number that both act. It's one of those rare ones that acts both as the I Want song and the
so
opening
what is
number,
the what is the motivation? Is it just to lose weight, or is this like a bodybuilder type who wants to build muscle?
I don't think bodybuilder. I feel like it's like with this, it's got to be like a Joe Everyman where everything's kind of played to the nth degree. So he's like, I really want to lose weight, and like Kylie Jenner, like these types of like standards and all.
Maybe
that.
Maybe the first song should
I'm
be like
diarrhea pills.
Maybe the first song should be like almost commercials of different ads for diets.
Ooh, like,
because there's all these different types of diets.
I like that.
And it
actually, nope, my idea. That's better. What should that song call? Like, try this would probably
be
like,
try this would be good. Try this is great. And it's just like the world of ads, and you can get like a couple different characters to play like these people doing advertisements.
No, literally, it's got to be a three-hander. So it's like these two guys,
you have Keith doing all of them.
Oh my gosh, I love this. All right, Andrew, since we've set up this, you have to sing the Keith. What does try this sound like?
Oh my goodness. Oh.
Sing it. Sing a couple bars.
I'm no good with that.
Gotta do it. Got it.
If you like, would we want it to be darker or no? You want to have it be like a peppy kind of like a jingle, like
yes, exactly.
Try this one, and something like that, like da 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 da.
Yes,
it's just very
yes,
like very simple, like boppy, because you want to just have it be like a commercial, like you'd hear it on the radio or something.
I feel like I got this.
What were you singing for?
Like,
what do you got?
Right,
what do you
got? Not meet society standards? Do you want to be thin?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. So it takes the melody a little bit and then add the good lyrics, because I can't do lyrics.
And then we get to like the final like chorus. Try this. Boom, boom, try boom, this. Boom. Yeah. All right, we got our opening number. Then we introduce Dawson, and his I Want song is Nothing Ever Works, which is just kind of like classic Disney I Want song. We've set up like those are the things that he's tried, and then he's like, nothing ever works. I tried it all, like shit.
Okay. Staging in the opening, it's Keith constantly putting out props, and it's just all these different diets things, and then Dawson comes out and he's sitting in front of all the props that were set out. And you know, you kind of get the vibe that he's tried all of those diets and none of them worked. I don't know.
Exactly.
I'm thinking of
I completely agree with that. But then after Dawson has his main I Want song, in comes Keith like, hey. And he just does like a very, very dark reprise. Try this. And he gives him like a pamphlet for the keto diet. And then we just have our fun, like,
you have
keto,
to have...
we love the keto, like it's our mama song.
You have to have a song that explains, and it's like, it has to explain it in like a Book of Mormon kind of way, where it's like telling you what the diet is. It's like, oh, all you have to do is not eat any of this, and only eat meat.
Exactly. Can I have bread? No.
No.
Can I have pasta?
No.
Like, that's like a little piece inside Keith's number.
Oh, yeah.
What can I have? Fats.
Fats
and lots of fats. Avocados and eggs and all
and
of these things
like,
that are so great.
And this will help me lose weight?
Yeah, you
yes.
eat this.
Yes.
Sure, even eat that chocolate bar because it's fat.
As long as it's not bread.
Or fruits. Or vegetables, because those are also carbs.
Yeah, don't eat anything. Just don't eat anything but fat.
That tub of lard in your fridge, God. You can have that.
All right, so we're ramping up this act one. We get to, like, the keto. Like, he has his, like, mamba song about how great keto is. And then it's interrupted by his work friend that could lead to something more maybe in the future. And her name is Penny. And she's, like, really kind and unassuming. She wears, like, a sweater to work every day, like a shawl. But she's very learned. She wears glasses, so you know that.
Oh, of course.
But she's quirky, so she sings a song called Penny for Your Thoughts, where she like gives her thoughts about all the stuff going on. So Bree, what is Penny for Your Thoughts song like?
Ooh, okay. I feel like it's slow. I feel like it starts off very slow. And she even introduces herself here. And she's like,
Yes, this is the
Penny,
cute.
Your friend. And I am here to give you my thoughts and opinions. And then she...
Literally stating her primary function in the story.
Yes.
This is what I'm here to do. My character exists for this.
This is...
I am not a character. I am a plot function.
Yes, that's exactly what I want her to be. She's
executing
quirky.
Plot function.
She's quirky.
So all I want to say is, Penny, for your thoughts.
And I don't think you should be eating just fats. But that's my thought.
Well, okay, so has Penny been burned before by the keto diet? Is it like?
Oh, yeah, that's her history. She's like, oh, okay. I've had friends that, like, shit themselves to death. No, didn't shit for days.
Yeah, constipation.
And like she like speaks all the things and you kind of hear like the dark like try this theme going, they've had kidney disease and they've da 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 and I won't see it happen again.
Okay.
So Penny for your thoughts.
So we have
like
to,
that kind of stuff.
We have to get Keith back in to sell him more pills. We gotta start.
No, he just started the diet. Okay. He hasn't got the pills. Next step is like he's like, I'm having such a hard time, like how do I keep this up? And he's like, how about a pill supplement? Help
supplement
keep you in line.
It's only $30 for 1 week's worth.
1 week's worth. Oh my god.
I mean, think about it. How much do you spend on groceries? If you take this, you're cutting a lot of that out. And then Penny's there, like, maybe it's best not to. A diet is one thing, but that's something else.
That pill will kill you.
Oh boy.
And he's like. And, like, the end of Act 1 lights down when he takes the pill. Open on Act 2. He's having cold sweats in his bed, and it's just like, keto, try this, like, all the reprises coming back at him. And he just wakes up, and then it's, like, a series of his degeneration. Like, all the things that Penny warned about happening one thing at a time.
I feel like we got to get a doctor to help us with this one to
of course,
accurately
yes,
portray.
We got to make it medically accurate. Actually, we could just go full Reefer Madness and just put baseless claims in there.
I like that. I do.
Like, eventually, he, like, has to fight Keith to the death in hell. Like, he dies and has to fight Keith
I mean,
to the
I
death
guess,
in hell.
Is this an actual propaganda piece against the keto diet, or is this, like, a...
Yes, I feel like that's what this is becoming.
Because, I mean, that's different. Because at that point, yeah, who cares what the actual symptoms might,
and
or the actual adverse effects.
We love inaccuracy in America. Come on.
We do. If you, like, I feel like propaganda is the only way to get things working, to be honest.
Yeah, and I mean, certain people are allowed to get away with. I mean, you talked about Reefer Madness. I mean, as long as it's at the right target, you can say whatever the heck you want.
Exactly. All right, so it builds up. Like, he's getting sicker and sicker, and... like, eventually, like, Penny's like, I don't know who you are anymore. Like, when you come to your senses, come back to me. And, like, she leaves. She's no longer the friend or figure in his life, and he's left all alone with Keith.
Oh, no.
And he's like, don't worry. There's more pills where that comes from. And then for the first time, we leave Dawson alone with, like, the pill boxes that he's gotten for the keto diet. And he's just like, nothing ever works again, but it's all about, like, his relationships and friendships and, like, how he's like, they probably would have liked me even if I weren't at my goal weight, if I had just decided to wait, like, something like that.
Okay, so when does he, like, what is causing him to not be able to quit the keto diet? Because the keto, unlike drugs, I don't think is addictive.
I feel like he just can't get back on his feet.
I think
he's
we
like,
have to show...
It like falls into bulimia kind of territory where he just can't...
We have to show,
he's
yeah...
afraid to touch bread again.
The societal pressure of like needing to
exactly.
lose weight, we have to show that in a way.
Like, okay, literally, like, as soon as he's back home from the hospital, like, he's healed, he's got, like, IVs in his system, Penny makes him a spaghetti dinner and, like, garlic bread and all that, and then
that
he just
good.
Hears all those ads from the beginning, like, ringing in his ear, like, you gotta be this, you gotta be that, you gotta be this, body dysmorphia propaganda that we see all over the world, and he says no. And that's when Penny's like, all right, if you're not gonna help yourself, I'm out of here. And then he
you
has
know
to
I'm
face
on a
his
diet.
Own...
right
then
here.
He's got to face his own demons, and then it ends with like this dream showdown with him and Keith, where he like finally turns on him and like fucking defeats him. And then he wakes up and he eats the spaghetti out the fridge that she left for him,
and that's the end of the show. Just eat the damn spaghetti,
yeah.
dude. That's the moral: is eat the damn spaghetti. My God.
Like, and it's a big song at the end. Eat the damn spaghetti.
No.
It'll be like, what's that?
The thing that he does at the end is go to a proper dietitian, an accredited dietitian who helps him through this all.
It's like, yeah, maybe you should try an actual diet and not keto.
And him and Penny decide to be more than friends, maybe.
I don't know. I feel like you could end it with the spaghetti dinner and have it be like that, that show where it's like the cheeseburger in paradise is the grand finale. what was that one called? Margaritaville?
Margaritaville.
Jimmy Buffett? Yeah.
I love when you say Margaritaville, you're like Boston, it comes out, Margaritaville!
Hey, well, you know, I have the accent.
That was the first
show
I ever did
with you guys.
The only thing
that makes this show listenable.
That was your first show with us. Oh my God,
yeah.
You're right.
What a depressing cycle we live in. Time is a flat circle.
All right, we got to think of the 11 o'clock number. What is Dawson's big number against Keith? That's like the confrontation. It has to be like...
Is it going
to
be like a duet, like Keith versus, or is it going to be just him yelling at him, basically?
I think it's going to be like an equivalent of like a courtroom scene in the musicals where you got that moment where he's just like, no, I have to stand up for myself. It only takes a moment. You know, that
part. Yeah. Okay.
To try some spaghetti carbonara, some garlic bready bread.
Maybe instead of limiting ourselves to keto, he goes to Keith again. And he's like, this isn't working. And Keith tries to sell him on a different diet. And they go through a couple more diets. And he's like, no, I'm done with this.
I'm done with diets. I'm
done with dieting. I love myself for who I am. As long as I'm healthy and happy, why does it matter?
Yeah, I guess, I mean, realistically, all of these fad diets are kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
They're not really, they don't really medically have any backing to them. Keto happens to be pretty dangerous, but pretty much all of them don't really work. They just exist to scare people who want to be thin.
Yeah.
Bree, how do you like these lyrics that I just came up with in my head?
Okay.
Like, I'm done playing your terrible game of chance. I'm done buying pills from celebrities that make you shit your pants. I'm done with everything that you have given me. I want to get out. I want to be free. Like that kind
of
thing.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. It's got to be comedic. This is This is, and I said Book of Mormon earlier, but this should be Book of Mormon for diets, essentially.
Yes, with absolutely less racism. No racism.
Well, obviously no racism, but, you know, that comedic styling, though.
I agree. I actually think we have a musical here as a set. I can see this existing on, like, some college campus. Like, with us three specifically leading it.
I guess. So, I mean, last time we did a short discussion on who you would have write it.
Honestly, like, this might be a little biased. I think Adam Wachter could nail this.
Yeah. Who did the music for Avenue Q and Book of
Mormon? Kristen and Bobby Lopez, the Coco and WandaVision
people.
Yeah.
I feel like that those two shows, well, we were pretty positive with Book of Mormon, but Avenue Q we did go a bit negative, but I think that the humor style would work pretty well. Like the satirical takedown of something, I think they could do a good job.
Or, you know what? What's his name? Alex Timbers, Anthony King, who did Beetlejuice. I think he'd do great at that. He did.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that could work too. Because just you need somebody who's good at comedy shows. You need somebody who's going
to
be funny.
But it also needs to be sincere in the end. Like you do need that emotional core at the end.
Yeah, which I think, I don't know, Beetlejuice definitely has. Avenue Q has a bit of that. So I think that either one of those choices could be good.
All right. Bree, what do you think? Like, do we have a musical here? Can we start pitching this to Ben Brantley?
Yeah, that was actually going to be my question for you guys is, what do you think Ben Brantley would say about your musical?
Oh, you wouldn't like this?
I don't think he would, is the thing.
I've been on keto for many times, and my kidneys never shut down. So it's garbage.
I take a shit every day.
This wouldn't be a show for the critics.
No, this would be for idiot college kids.
Yeah, I kind of doubt this would ever even make it on Broadway. This would be like an off-Broadway.
No, this would be, I don't even think this would hit off-Broadway.
Midnight showing thing? I don't know.
I think this would be a very popular YouTube musical in the way of the Star Kids.
Yeah, actually Star Kid could maybe even do a decent job with this. Maybe not a good job.
I think they do a pretty okay job with it. They get the emotional side.
They don't do satire well, though. They do like parody, which this would be a hard satire for sure.
Yeah. Well honestly, the guys that did Reefer Madness the musical would do a really good job. They also did Heathers and Legally Blonde. I think they'd be good choices too. Now that I think about it.
Well, I mean, right. I think we laid.
We
the
made
whole
a musical.
Out. We
made you
we
a musical.
Honestly, that one was easy. I don't know. I don't know how we had an easier time with that than Inception.
Oh God!
Because we got to make that from wholesale. We had a structure. We had three characters to work with.
That's true. We didn't have to like try to fit in different plot elements of a two and a half hour movie.
You know what my sincere hope with this podcast is? That they'll pick up like one episode and someone will do a TikTok musical based on one of our pitches.
I mean,
these pitches are yours. Take them. They're all yours.
Do what you want.
We don't have the ability to copyright these ideas.
No, ideas are not copyrightable. But if you want to take them and make them yours, go for it. But what do you think we should make a musical next? Leave us some messages. We'd love to hear your ideas. If not, we'll just do our own thing. We're not stopping this because this is lot of fun. This is actually legitimately a lot of fun.
We got plenty of ideas. I'm sure we can find something.
This would be good for guests, too. I'm thinking, like, we might invite, like, some old favorites. Brent would be a joy to have on this, but it would make it 9 hours long. I
Well, I mean, I don't know what Brent would have to rant about for 9 hours, so maybe he'd actually he'd keep it chill. Every time I talk about Brent, it's like we're, like, worst enemies. It's hilarious.
You're Brent's worst enemy, and Brendan's my worst enemy, so.
Yeah. No, Brent
and
is,
I keep
Brent
you
is
all
fine.
Tame.
I just like to joke because his first episode was so long.
His first episode? Every episode is Andrew, in our top five longest episodes, four of them are Brent's episodes.
What's the fifth one?
I think that one's Les Mis.
That was just us two, though. We somehow went long time on that one.
Well, Les Mis, there's a lot to talk about.
That's true.
But either way, we're running long, so we'll see you guys next time on Musicals with Cheese presents Make Me a Musical. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.